The nation's Catholic bishops have released a report done for them by the John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York. The study concludes that the sexual abuse scandal came about because clergy were unprepared for changing social factors in the 1960s and 70s. That's due to poor training when they were at seminaries, and there was insufficient emotional support for men ordained in the 1940s and 50s. The conclusion troubles John Pillmeyer of the Wisconsin chapter of the Survivors Network for Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP. He says the report downplays many bishops knowing about the abuse and doing little or nothing to stop it.
And the U.S. bishops are now trying to spin a narrative through this report that the sexual abuse problem was a problem of, you know, Woodstock or the 1960s, that these priests simply were not able to handle the sexual revolution that they found themselves in, which I think is just laughable.
Pillmeyer says the sexual revolution was a challenging time for many, but shouldn't have anything to do with the abuse of children. A spokeswoman for the Milwaukee Catholic Archdiocese points to the study's finding that bishops weren't aware of the scope of the abuse problem until about a decade ago. John Pillmeyer of SNAP says Catholics should demand more accountability from church leaders and push for parishioners having more oversight as to what should happen to abusive clergy. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.